Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, and Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self Podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. Oh my goddess, I am so excited that we're closing up the year of 2019 and this decade of the 2010s. I mean, it has been incredible. We've all grown so much, achieved so much, learned so much. It has been the decade of truly this shift into higher consciousness. I mean, thinking back from 2000 to 2009, this stuff was not mainstream. I mean, you would see yoga classes everywhere, but definitely not meditation. You definitely didn't hear so much about Ayurveda and chakras and crystals and all these other modalities of healing. So 2010s really opened up the door to this new form of being. And at the same time, there were a lot of shadows that were revealed. We saw Trump being elected as president. We saw wars. We saw fires. We saw racism, we saw police brutality, we saw a lot of things that made us more and more aware that we're also still not living in a utopia. And there are very important topics that we still need to address, and that racism, sexism, bigotry are still not over. However, I believe that we are doing better than we ever have done before. And the reason why is because at least we're talking about it. And at least it's coming to surface. And this awareness is allowing us to see exactly where it is as a society, as is the microcosm, so is the macrocosm, which means in society is just a reflection of what's happening in us. We can see where our blind spots are, where we still may be holding on to judgment or intolerance or whatever it is. And I know you guys listening to this are amongst the most progressive, spiritual, open people in the population. But even amongst us, there are still things that we always need to work on. And of course, being able to be the leaders to hold that space for others. So it's been quite a decade. And I'm honestly so excited for the 2020s because I know this is going to be the biggest decade in all of our lives thus far. I mean, we have the awareness, we have the know-how, we have the tools in our toolkit, which we're going to continue to develop in the 2020s. But this is really the decade to go out there and make your message heard, whether it's literally your message through book, podcast, whatever it is, or whether it's through creating a product that you love or working with a company that you believe in or something that just aligns with the truth of who you are. I really believe that this is the decade that we're going to be making those shifts. And it is the decade of 2020. So seeing things with that 2020 vision, that higher vision, and from that place of really seeing the truth, being able to take aligned action. So with that being said, I want to share with you in this episode a tool that I use personally that helps me be in alignment with my highest truth at all times, which is ever changing, and that is to align my days with the doshas. So as we know, there are three doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. These three doshas are the archetypes or the energy types in Ayurveda. Ayurveda is the world's oldest health system and the sister science of yoga based on the mind-body connection. So if you want to learn more about Ayurveda, I've written two books on it, Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda and Eat, Feel Fresh, a contemporary plant-based Ayurvedic cookbook. If you just look up Sahara Rose on Amazon or just Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda, Eat, Feel Fresh, you will find them. So I won't get into everything about Ayurveda. I've done a lot of podcasts on it on here. So just look up Highest Self Podcast Ayurveda, you'll find them. But more so than just health and wellness and food and eating, what has really interested me in Ayurveda is how do we apply these doshas into everything in our lives? And I've noticed patterns that we can see between the doshas and our relationships and our schedules and our businesses and all sorts of things. And these are what my next books are about. My next book, Discover Your Dharma, is coming out next year. But I really wanted to hone in on this one area of our schedules, because people often ask me, how do you do so much? How are you always creating? How are you always speaking and launching a membership program and writing these books and, you know, managing all these different people and doing all these things? And the reason how I do it all while, you know, living my normal life, decorating my house, traveling, doing the dishes, all of the things that also are required to just being a human, I schedule my days with the doshas. So in this episode, I want to share with you a little bit about what that means and how you can begin scheduling your days with the doshas too, which is going to help you become way more effective. So as we discussed, there are three doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Vata is air energy. So it is creative. It is ever moving. It is eccentric. It thinks outside the box. So it's that airy part of you that's coming up with new ideas and traveling and exploring. It can't be settled down. Pitta is the fiery part of you. It is the go-getter, ambitious, get shit done type of energy that likes to check off tasks off your to-do list. And then Kapha is your grounded energy. It is the energy that wants to chill on the couch and watch a movie and eat some good food and cuddle up with your loved ones. It's that mama bear energy. So we all have all three of these doshas inside of us. No one is just one. We are all a combination of all three. And we can see this in our health, in our body shapes, in our personalities, and so many different factors. If you want to learn more about your dosha, head over to my website, iamsaharaRose.com, and take my dosha quiz, and that will help you understand what your unique dosha is in the mind and in the body and how they change. And there's tons of videos that I offer after customized for your mind-body type. I email you a free 3-day mini course, so definitely head over to iamsaharaRose.com. And follow me on Instagram there for lots of dosha tips. So we can look at these archetypes in our bodies, in our health, but in our schedules. So your Vata days are your creative days. These are the days that you are thinking, you know, what is it that I want to do in my business? What can I brainstorm? How can I visualize where this can go? So for example, let's say you're coming up with a new project. Your Vata days are the days that you're literally just letting yourself to think big. You're writing, you know, where you see this going, all of the different umbrella organizations that will be under your company. You're thinking brand colors, strategy, marketing. You're thinking copy, content, anything that is not grounded. So something that's grounded is like actually the steps that you need to take to get there, or the business plan and the structure and the team. Like that's very grounded. That's very real. And that's not what we're talking about in the Vata stage. The Vata stage is all about the intangible. So it's the ideas. It's what has not yet manifested into form. So this is the time for you to literally think big and stop editing yourself. A lot of us, as we are writing, as we are thinking, as we are speaking, are self-editing. And people ask me all the time, how do you write so many books? I wrote Discover Your Dharma in, you know, about 2 months, since I wrote over 2.5 times the amount. I wrote 150,000 words. It's a 60,000 word book. Why? Because I allow myself to fully go into Vata when I'm writing. I just write and write and write. Anything that comes to mind, I write it down. I'm not self-editing. Is this good? What's another way to say this? What's the sentence structure? I'm just letting it flow. When I just keep letting it flow, I go into this channeled state, which we all have access to. And that's just when the ideas are moving through you and you are just a vessel for this higher conscious wisdom. And this, again, is something we all have access to. It's our birthright, but we're never going to get there if we're self-editing along the way. So on your Vata days, maybe you have one Vata day a week, maybe you have two, but these are the days you just brainstorm, you think big, you strategize, you make your vision board, you make your Pinterest board, you just like come up with the things that really bring you joy, your highest vision. And it can be as up in the air as you want. Honestly, the bigger you think, the better, because that's going to open you up to a whole realm of possibilities that you wouldn't have otherwise considered if you were just focusing on, okay, what can I do right now? So that's really your Vata days. Again, if you're more of a creative person working in a creative field, maybe you have two, three, four Vata days a week. Maybe most of your days are Vata days. I don't think anyone should have seven Vata days a week. I'm going to discuss why, but maybe you have five. Maybe like literally you're just in a totally creative space. You're an artist and five of your days of the week are just you being super creative, unfiltered, unedited. And that's awesome too. But maybe you work a job that requires you to be really grounded and really aware of what's happening in this physical dimension, your customers, your money, all of those things. So maybe you have one Vata day a week, and anyone could have at least one Vata day. It could be your Saturday afternoon. It does not have to be the whole entire day. It could just be a couple hours in your afternoon while the kids are with grandma or while you have a couple hours to yourself. You could even include your spouse in your Vata time. Maybe you guys both just bring out some colored pencils and you draw, or you work on vision boards together, or you just talk about your crazy big ideas without editing and judging yourself. Like, okay, right now is our Vata time. We're just going to think about like, if we could do anything, what would it be that we could do? So it doesn't mean you have to have them to yourself. It would be great if you could. I think everyone should have a couple hours to themselves at least once a week. But if for some reason you feel like that's absolutely not possible to you, then involve your friends. Instead of, you know, hanging out with your friends and going to coffee, have a sister circle where you guys sit around and you talk about your great ideas and your intentions and your visions. So it doesn't mean you have to add more time. It could just be replacing the things that you're doing. Maybe instead of scrolling through Instagram or, you know, sitting on your ass doing whatever, we all do it, taking even an hour to just be like, okay, this is my Vata hour and I'm just going to create. I'm going to write, I'm going to sing, I'm going to dance. I'm just going to let myself be in that creative channeled like state. If you're listening to this podcast, I don't even need to tell you how good turmeric is for you, but I am going to tell you how you can take your turmeric game up a notch. So I've been drinking Vadam Tea's new turmeric line, and they have these four teas that I've been rotating on a daily basis, which I want to share with you. We're about to get a little Ayurvedic nerdy right now. So in the morning, I'll have the turmeric spice tea, which is really good for the digestive system, getting things stimulated, waking up the Agni. After lunch, I'll have the turmeric ginger tea, which is really good for digestion and enhances pitta, which is highest in the middle of the day. At night, I'll have the turmeric ashwagandha tea, which relieves stress, just gets my body ready to sleep. And then right before I sleep, I'll have the turmeric moringa tea, which acts as a natural laxative. Cause you know, you gotta detoxify. So I love these four teas together, and they actually come in the new turmeric line that Vadam is offering. So head over to vadamteas.com, VAHDAM Teas, TEAS.com, and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. Again, that's VadamTeas.com with coupon code Sahara for 20% off. Now, we need to also have at least one Pitta day of the week. So Vata days of the week sound amazing and sound really fun, right? You're like, oh, I wish I could live my life like that. But the reason why I said no one should live all 7 days of their lives as Vata is because we'll get out of balance. If all you're doing is thinking big and visualizing and writing down your highest dreams, well, none of them will ever get done because you need the energy of Pitta to take action. So pitta is that fire energy. You know, pitta is the transformation. What does the fire do? It takes something, a house, a tree, and it transforms it into ashes. You know, what other element can transition something so quickly like that? And that's that energy of fire. It's hot, it's sharp, it can be a bit aggressive too. So we all have this pitta side to us. Some of us have more of it. Those of us who, when you take my dosha quiz, you get a lot of pitta, especially in your mind, you have more of it. And then some of us have less of it, but we all have some. So that energy of transformation is essential in doing your dharma because it's that energy of getting shit done. And this is where I see a lot of spiritual people, the spiritual community, skip over. Because frankly, it's not sexy to talk about working. And, you know, we always hear those memes, whatever, like, don't hustle, alignment over hustle, or whatever it is. And while I totally agree with those that hustle and striving is not the kind of energy that you always want to be in, I don't think that hustling is a bad thing either. I don't think working is a bad thing either. Again, depending on your intention around it. So pitta is that energy of like, ass to the grass, get shit done. Like, I'm going to send out those emails. I'm going to make those calls. I'm going to put together those pieces of the puzzle. I'm going to get my vision off the ground. And this is essential for any project, any vision, any dharma, because if we don't actually go through that stage of execution, then it's forever going to remain in the idea realm, in the vata realm, and it's never going to manifest into form. So pitta is that transformation of taking your idea and bringing it to life where it could be shared and experienced by others. So that pitta energy are your days that you're just, you wake up, you have your to-do list, like of course, have your morning practice, meditate, do all the things that you need to do to be balanced, but the focus of that day is to move forward. So maybe that pitta day is just you doing a lot of interviews or whatever. For me, it's like my podcasts and working on my business and email sequences and all the things that I need to do in my business. For you, it might look totally different. For everyone, it's going to look different. But there are the things that you need to do to move your business forward. And you know what those things are. And oftentimes it's the things that you don't want to do because they're heavy and they're hard and they're difficult and they're challenging. So what we want to do is schedule days dedicated to the pitta. So for me, I have probably 3 pitta days a week that I'm really like doing 3 podcasts in a day. I'm, you know, doing all the things I need to do, the emails, the technology, the sequences, the landing pages, all of, you know, the more tech side of my business that, again, I don't love doing, but I need to do to get my visions and my vata out into the world. And I actually have fun while I'm doing the pitta because at the end of the day, I feel like I got so much done. I listen to some hip hop music. I get in the zone. I used to do a lot of boxing and that made my pitta just go too out of balance. But boxing would really get me in that pitta flow-like state. So find what makes you feel more pitta, more enthusiastic, more ready to just go. And I think that if we embrace that energy of like, today's a pitta day, I'm just going to get these 3 things done, do them really well, do them with all my heart, then you feel so just relieved that you gave yourself that honoring of giving yourself that commitment of time that it needs to get your visions done. So many of us are afraid of doing work. We are afraid of the steps that it needs to actualize our visions. And because of that, our visions remain, you know, on the vision boards and they don't come out into life. And that's why so many spiritual people that I meet all around the world have such incredible ideas that could literally shift humanity, but they don't do it because they're afraid of working. So I believe in law of attraction. I believe in manifestation, but I don't believe that you can think up something and it's going to appear without you taking action because we live on a physical realm. And in this physical realm, there needs to be physical steps taken. I believe the truth of law of attraction is when your actions are in alignment with your thoughts, then things will manifest more quickly because you are in alignment with your dharma. So the universe is propelling you in the direction of your dharma, of your soul's purpose. And that's why things will manifest more quickly while you might be taking action on something that's not in alignment with your dharma and it's not working out for you no matter how hard you push. So I think we demonize the pushing, we demonize the working, we demonize the efforting, but efforting is necessary to get your vision off the ground. You know, like I couldn't have had my entire career if I was like, you know, I'm just going to think about becoming a podcaster, but not actually go through recording all the episodes and uploading them and writing the captions and like all of the steps that it actually takes for you to be hearing this, which people don't really think about, but because of those steps, you are hearing this. So again, we can't skip over the pitta because it is the most important energy, because without it, there would be no Dharma. And there are a lot of people who are hyper, hyper pitta who don't even really think about the idea fully. They just keep taking action to the next, to the next, to the next. And because of that, they end up burning themselves out because they're constantly taking action on one thing to the next. They're constantly going and they're not asking themselves why, or it's not in highest alignment of who they are. So I'm not telling you to totally go into the pitta. I'm not telling you to abandon your vision and just go straight into taking action. I'm telling you to fully step into your vata. And then from that state of having an idea that you're really excited about, take that action. Think, what are the steps that I actually need to do to make this vision come off the ground? And this is exactly what I teach in my Discover Your Dharma live workshops that I do all around the world. I teach you step by step. We work with partners. I have an entire strategy to help you actualize your Dharma, your soul's purpose. So just be subscribed on my website. When you take the dosha quiz, you get subscribed because I email when I do these live workshops, and it's every single person finds their Dharma and what they need to do from doing it. So this is just a little snippet of that. Now, from that pitta, from that get shit done energy, it's very important that we also take that sacred pause and we step away, because what ends up happening is often we're making progress and we're making progress and we're moving forward. So we just keep going and going and going and going and going. And we end up like that hamster on the wheel. And that hamster on the wheel is so excited because they're moving forward, they're making progress, there's one step after the next. But when they step away, they're like, wow, I've just been going around in circles. And this is what happens oftentimes when we stay in the pitta for too long. We end up only getting shit done, taking action, what's next, what's next, and not asking ourselves why. And oftentimes we change so much in the process of creating any business project, in our job, etc. So we're often striving and striving, but if we stepped back, it's not actually in alignment with who we are, or maybe some tweaks or changes need to be made. So I recommend having at least one kapha day of your week. Now that kapha day of your week is your sacred pause. It is your chance to rest and recharge and recuperate and take back in your energy. And from that state of taking that step away, you're able to assess what it is that you really need to do to move forward. Now you may have noticed that your best ideas never come when you're like on the laptop, like, come on, source, give me an idea. Like, they never come that way. Your best ideas always come when you're taking a walk, or you're doing your dishes, or you're on vacation, or you're doing something that's totally not related. And that's because you've given that idea space to fall through. So if all we're doing is working, working, getting shit done, we don't have enough space to really let that higher evolvement make itself known. Our minds are too cluttered. So this is why I recommend having one kapha day of the week. Now, this is your day to, again, maybe practice self-care. I love going to an ecstatic dance and really getting into my body. I also love just like organizing my home and taking care of just things in the house that need to be taken care of. And that makes me feel so much better living in my space when everything's organized and clean. Maybe it's your day you meal prep, stock up on groceries. Like, you just remember to be a human. And I think a lot of us forget to be humans a lot because we live in such a pitta society that makes us feel like if we're not constantly working, if every day is not pitta, we're going to fall behind. But you're only really going to be able to fully step into your pitta when you've stepped into your kapha, because if you're always in your pitta, you're going to burn out. So as an overview, you should have some vata days of the week where you're creating, you're brainstorming, you're thinking of the big picture idea, you're allowing yourself to think big and you're not editing yourself along the way. You can choose, maybe it's one day a week, maybe it's two, maybe it's three or more. Pitta days of the week, at least one. Most people will require probably three or maybe four, because again, we live in a pitta-based society and, you know, maybe you're starting your dharma off and a lot of action needs to be taken. So your pitta days of the week, you get shit done, you check off tasks on your to-do list, you send the emails, you correspond with people, you like, you're actually doing the actionable steps to get your business, your dharma off the ground or flowing or to the next level. And then at least one kapha day of the week. Probably most people are going to have one, but that would be great if you could do two. Maybe you have periods of time like vacation where you have like seven kapha days in a row to, you know, recuperate yourself. But I think in general, having at least one every single week would be really, really grounding, because we don't want to burn ourselves out and be like, I haven't taken a day of vacation in 3 years and now I'm just like, you know, scattered. So that kapha day of the week is for you to just ground in and nurture and take care of your physical body, take care of your physical home, take care of your friendships, take care of your relationship, and allow yourself to be a human again. So when you're thinking about, oh my God, how am I getting everything done? Just remember, how does it fit with the doshas? Because you don't need to be doing everything every day. And this is something I really realized this season of my life, honestly, this entire year of my life. But, you know, I was getting married and planning the wedding while, you know, running everything that I do. But then after the wedding, I was so excited to get things off the ground for Rose Gold Goddesses that it was like a huge launch happening, huge me figuring out what Rose Gold Goddesses is, putting it together, figuring out the technology, like figuring everything out. My first like big launch like that. And then at the same time, not finding the home that we were supposed to be moving into, being homeless for 6 weeks, the stress of, you know, like literally staying in different random motels and not being grounded. And then also the stress of my book being due on September 1st. So it was so much pitta happening at once, and there's Mercury retrograde, and it was so hard. And I had to realize, like, I can't keep putting this pressure of myself of like, why aren't I writing my book? And why aren't I, you know, creating this amazing content and videos? Because I was so hard in that pitta of trying to move forward and survive essentially, that I wasn't able to create those ideas, and me putting pressure on myself was bringing me further away. So I just let myself be in that pitta of like, okay, I need to move. I need to get my Rose Gold Goddesses off the ground. Like, these are my priorities right now. And then once I feel anchored in my home and once Rose Gold Goddesses is off the ground, I can really go into being creative again, because I'll have that kapha, I'll have that grounding, I'll have that nurturing of, you know, literally having a home, and that will allow me to create. So a lot of us, we have this lingering stress in our mind of, why aren't I doing that creative project that I really want to be doing? And the reason is because maybe you're just not in that stage. Maybe you're not planning those days. Maybe this period of your life is not allowing that much vata, but the only way to get there is to step into the kapha, to take that sacred pause, to allow yourself to breathe. Instead of stressing yourself out, why aren't I being creative? Let yourself breathe, and then you'll naturally become creative. So they come in cycles. Vata moves into pitta. The idea moves into execution. Pitta moves into kapha. The execution moves into the rest. And then the rest, kapha, moves into vata again. So it's like the circle. So from the rest, you come up with the idea, and then you take action, and then you rest, and then you come up with the idea, and you take action, and you rest. And we can schedule our days like this, which can propel us in the direction of our dharma. So I highly recommend taking my quiz to discover your dosha, and that's going to allow you to see which dosha is kind of the easiest for you, that you kind of tend to hang out in more. For example, if you have a lot of vata, you're going to be someone who loves to come up with ideas, and you love to brainstorm and think big, and like the beginning of a project makes you very excited, but maybe it just remains in that idea state and you're not taking action. If you're someone who's very pitta, you love taking action. You're like that entrepreneur, CEO, boss babe energy. You just want to like go, go, go. But maybe you're not taking enough time to ground and rest and recuperate. And then maybe you're very kapha, like you love to chill, you love to take things easy, but maybe you feel like you've kind of been out of the game for a while, and maybe you were raising kids or something else was taking priority in your life, and you feel like you've fallen behind and you don't even know where to start, and it all just feels so overwhelming, and it just makes you remain more stagnant. And that means you're just in the kapha phase, and you need to move into the vata. You need to brainstorm and think big and get yourself excited again, so you can naturally move from the vata and then into the pitta and then back into the kapha. So again, vata idea, pitta execution, kapha reevaluation. So if you're into all of this stuff, my next book book, Discover Your Dharma, is really based on the topic of using the doshas to discover your dharma, your soul's purpose. So this is just a little taste of what is to come in my book. And if you'd like to be part of a sacred sisterhood collective supporting you in discovering your dharma, scheduling your days with the doshas, and most importantly, doing this all so you can become your highest self, then I invite you to join Rose Gold Goddesses. This group has everything you need, from content to community, workshops, live events, and so much more. Head over to rosegoldgoddesses.com so you can be notified when we open doors again in the new year and become part of this incredible sisterhood collective. Again, that is rosegoldgoddesses.com, and I am so excited to meet you there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you loved it, I would love if you could leave me a review in the iTunes store. And as a free gift, I will share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Simply email a screenshot of your review over to sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you over the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Thank you and namaste.